60 or more, probably at least 100,000, and at least maybe 300,000, their home is destroyed. Mm. Small country, just in my zone, there are many countries that are always being hit by earthquakes, tidal waves, floods, repeatedly.
Yeah. How did you do that?
We'll go afterwards and preach there.
Huh?
We will go afterwards and preach there. There's another country right next to us.
Tell them that if we take to Hare Krishna, then these things will not happen.
Mm.
Tell them.
Yeah. In Caracas, where you visited, about less than 10 years ago, there was a big earthquake and many big skyscrapers fell into the earth. Completely disappeared. The whole skyscraper just fell into the earth and gone. That was in Caracas. He said that after that, people became more pious. During the earthquake, they were screaming to God, "Have mercy, have mercy."
Yeah.
Another country there, Nicaragua. Just a few years ago, there was a big earthquake and the capital city was entirely destroyed. It was all gone, the entire capital.
I have experience of an earthquake, Prabhupada. I was in one in Mexico, and it was at night. When an earthquake happened, I was completely thrown right out of my bed. I was thrown right out of the bed by the earthquake. It shook the building so much, the whole building shook, that I was thrown right out of the bed. Fortunately, that building I was in, it only sagged, but other buildings completely collapsed.
Mm.
The building was left slanting, though. We had to all evacuate the room.
It sort of reminds us of the Krishna book, because in Caracas, when there was an earthquake, the whole sky became dark, and there were great roaring sounds in the sky.
When?
In Caracas. Great roaring sounds, and the sky became dark. No one could see, and then everything began to.
When it was?
Less than 10 years ago. About 8 years ago, perhaps. My zone is very well known for that. Many times they have these disasters, and thousands of people are killed.
You can stop this thing by chanting.
Yeah. The capital was destroyed. The president of the country is named Somoza. Mm-hmm. This country, the president's name is Mr. Somoza.
Samosa?
Somoza.
What is that, Somoza? Our Somoza?
Guatemala, two British planes came with medicine and they wouldn't let the planes land because they have some diplomatic quarrel with England. So they preferred their own people die to save their diplomatic purpose. Also, another country sent supplies to help, and they said that it was stolen. They don't know where it went. Another plane from another country came, and when they delivered all their supplies, they said that everything was stolen. They don't know where it went. So even
stolen?
Yes, the medicine was all stolen. Also, the government was making many people work hard to due to the disaster, and when the people...
So they're suffering from disaster, again work hard. Let's see how benefit.
And when the people said to the government, "You should pay us," they said, "No, we cannot pay you, and if you don't work, we will cut off your food." So,
this is Kali Yuga.
Yes.
Dudvikha Karabhinita. One side government disturbance, one side no food, and they let them live very happily. This is their conception of happiness. Taxation, and no food, and natural disturbance.
In my zone, many times big tidal waves come and many, 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 many towns are simply carried away into the ocean and destroyed. Thousands of people. Every so many years, gigantic waves come and thousands of people are killed. And many towns are destroyed.
Observe. You have got any panika?
Yes, it's not green.
Yes, there is mention what to do.
Bhumi Ekadasir or Varaha Devir Avir Bhav Janit Upavas. For today.
Today.
Budvar, yes.
Both together. Upavas.
Yes.
Then, next day.
Next day it says, Din at Ponchas Gote Dosta Modde Si Varaha Devir Archonante Bhumi Ekadasir or Varaha Dwadasir Paran.
Today, Ekadasi as usual, the Varaha Dwadasi will be also there. And tomorrow, breakfast.
Breakfast. Fast? No. Hmm? Fasting tomorrow or?
No.
Regular?
Simply worshipping Varaha. Kesava Dita Varaha Rupa Jaya Jagadisha. Then you can.
Between 8:50 and 10.
Yes.
You should break the fast.
Yes.
Is that called Parayana?
Huh?
Parayana.
There's a very famous lecture you gave Srila Prabhupada one day on a Varaha Dwadasi, where you sang Jai Jagadish and then you explained it. A very wonderful lecture.
And the day after is Nityananda's
Abhirbhav. Wow, then
happy fasting. Wow. Auspicious alignment.
Your appearance day and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's and Bhaktivinoda Thakur Gorkeshwar's, we should observe half day fast. I have a question that on all the other auspicious days, just like Narottam Das Thakur and others, should we also observe half day fast?
It is, but if we cannot,
sometimes because of the Sankirtan.
No, no. If you cannot, you can take.
And just sing some songs and praise.
Yeah. Kirtan is meant.
And if possible, then the fast can be.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is up till sun.
Sunset. Lord Ramchandra.
Also. And Srimati Radharani.
Half day.
What kind of fast is that?
Half day.
Half day.
It is 15 days before Janmashtami.
Oh, yeah.
You always chant 25 rounds on Ekadasi, if initiated.
Initiated? Everyone. Why initiated?
So that should be standard for our movement? On Ekadasi day?
Standard is 16, but if one can chant more than usual,
it's not mandatory for Ekadasi.
Recommend?
No. Ekadasi means that fasting and chant.
Sometimes I'm wondering because our men have to go out on book distribution.
That is also preaching one. For that purpose, you can. Stop this. But generally, one who has no preaching, he can chant
extra.
Yes.